From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered two reviews of the state of the U.S. nuclear force. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, Hagel's order comes on the heels of an Air Force drug and cheating scandal involving nuclear missile launch officers.
Hagel is confident that the nuclear mission is safe, secure, and effective. But Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says Hagel wants a review of those who handle the mission.
The Secretary's concerns today are really more centered on people issues inside the nuclear force.
Hagel will meet with top nuclear officers in the coming weeks to talk about leadership and personnel issues, and he'll appoint an independent panel to come up with possible recommendations. Last week, the Air Force announced that 34 missile launch officers at a base in Montana were suspended for cheating on routine proficiency exams. 11 other officers were implicated in a drug investigation at Air Force bases from California to England. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
South Sudan's government has signed a ceasefire with rebels in what the U.S. is calling a first good step toward ending more than a month of fighting in the world's newest nation. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more.
Shortly after the cessation of hostilities was signed in talks mediated by a regional African group, State Department spokesperson Marie Harf called on the warring sides to begin an inclusive political dialogue.
This agreement is a critical first step toward building a lasting peace in South Sudan, but it is only the beginning of a much longer process to resolve the underlying causes of the conflict, to foster reconciliation, and to hold accountable those who committed horrific abuses against the South Sudanese people.
The fighting erupted over a political dispute between the country's president and his former vice president. Harf says both sides need to allow aid workers to reach hundreds of thousands of people in need. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama also said today he welcomes the ceasefire. First-time claims for unemployment benefits took a slight bump up last week. However, the less volatile four-week moving average continued to fall, showing the job market for the most part continues to hold on to recent gains. Scott Brown's an economist at Raymond James & Associates and says longer-term conditions seem to suggest that jobs growth may be picking up heading into the new year.
It's looking like the economy's on a much better footing right now because we've got to have a lot fewer headwinds than what we faced the last few years.
Government reported a somewhat disappointing monthly jobs figure at year's end, showing the economy added just 74,000 jobs. Neiman Marcus now says much like the data breach that occurred at discount retailer Target, its computer systems were also compromised. The high-end retailer says it estimates as many as 1.1 million debit and credit cards used by customers at its stores were compromised. Neiman Marcus says it's notifying customers and offering them a free year of credit monitoring. A down day on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 175 points to close at 16,197 today. The NASDAQ was down 24 points. You're listening to NPR. A magistrate has entered a not guilty plea on behalf of the Purdue University student charged with murder in the shooting death of another student in a classroom earlier this week. 23-year-old Cody Cousins appeared at the hearing today to face charges in connection with the death of 21-year-old Andrew Bolt. According to court documents, Bolt suffered both gunshot and knife wounds in the attack, which occurred on Tuesday in the university's electrical engineering building. A new poll finds more than two-thirds of Americans say something needs to be done to address growing inequality. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports there's division over exactly what to do.
The Pew Research Center asked about items President Obama supports, raising the minimum wage and extending unemployment benefits. Pew's Michael Dimmock says there's solid support for both among Democrats and independents, but Republicans are divided.
There's a deep income divide within the Republican Party. Lower income Republicans really favor these kinds of programs. It's the higher income Republicans that are more opposed.
On taxes, the survey finds Democrats prefer to raise them to help the poor, while Republicans say lowering them would spur growth. But overall, most Americans say the economic system today favors the wealthy. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The actual crime goes back more than three decades and inspired the movie Goodfellas. But authorities now say five people said to be part of the New York Bonanno crime family have been arrested, including an elderly reputed mobster. The FBI announced today it arrested 78-year-old Vincent Asaro and four others in connection with a 1978 heist at JFK International Airport, where $5 million in cash and $1 million in jewels were taken from Lufthansa Airlines cargo building. At the time of the heist 36 years ago, the money was en route to a U.S. bank. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.